Good evening, folks. Let me just check this is recording. Yes, it is.
It is 9:15 on Wednesday, the 10th of the 12th, 14.
Ooh.
10, 12, 14.
That's really weird.
And we are in the living room of my house. And we're all moved in, folks.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Says Rio. Rio agrees that it's good. I'm just going to shut this door too, so that it's a bit more... That's it. That's better. I must get that door sorted, because it doesn't shut well. The guys left Grimsby about 12:30, and they got here... Oh, God. 5:15?
Yeah. Quite late, weren't they?
Yeah, it was. And they left about... They must have left about 7:15. So, and they worked bloody hard. They were absolutely brilliant. I have to say, they really were. They were lovely as well. They were really funny, actually.
Oh, they were hilarious. They were like the Chuckle Brothers.
They were like the Chuckle Brothers, because I only met the one. I'd only met Steve. And, of course, today he was with Des, his business partner. And they were like a bloody comedy. They were like a double act. They really were hilarious. I was making him a coffee at one point. It was Des that was the funniest. I was making him a coffee, and he said... Is it instant coffee? I said, yes. And I was thinking, why is he asking? I said, it's taking a bloody long time. I said, you cheeky sod. But I said to Kate, what I liked about them is that some people wouldn't have... They would have sort of thought, oh, we can't make jokes with a blind person. But they just didn't care. They treated us the same as they would anyone else, which was really nice, actually. they got here. And first of all, Kate and I... went on quite a successful mission. We walked down here, and we had to go to the bank to get the rest of the money out that I owed the people. So we did that. And then we called in the card shop, got a card, Christmas card that I wanted to get. And then Kate said, because I really wanted to order our turkey. I've got to order some turkey, otherwise we're going to be having like beans on toast for Christmas lunch or something. So Kate said...
As long as there's cheese on top.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Kate said, do you want to go to the butcher's? We're so close. I said, yeah, all right. Anyway, we ended up finding a baker's as well. So we got a really nice roll and a cake for lunch. And then we went to the butcher's and ordered our turkey.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a turkey butterfly, so that means that there's no bones. It's just all meat.
It's not a turkey with an identity crisis.
No, it's not a turkey with an identity crisis, no. I don't know why they call it a butterfly. I suppose it looks... Yeah, I don't know, actually. So we can pick that up on sort of the 22nd, 23rd-ish, which is good. So that was quite a successful mission. We had quite a successful walk into town, and then came back here and called in the corner shop and got copious amounts of chocolate. And then got back here and sort of waited for the guys to turn up. But yeah, it all went really well. The parrots, again, coped really well because there were strange people and furniture and things being moved around. And they just sort of sat here pretty quietly and took it all in their stride. You probably noticed that it's a lot less echoey in here than it used to be in Immingham. Because, the room is smaller, but also... It's carpet, not laminate floor. The kitchen is ceramic tiles. I will do an audio tour at some point,
yeah.
As promised. I might do that tomorrow. But it's nice because it's a lot less echoey. Sorry?
I'll listen to that.
Yeah, it's a lot less echoey in here. And I think sometimes with the parrots and things, because it was echoey, they would sound louder than they are. I mean, they can get noisy, but I think sometimes you'd sort of think, oh, really? And when you were trying to talk on the phone as well, it was a bit of a nightmare because it sounded so... Someone actually said to me once, it was quite funny, they said, it sounds like you're living in a warehouse. And I can kind of get what they mean. this sounds more like a house, I think.
Rather
than a warehouse. Yeah, it was actually quite funny. So we just had fish and chips for our dinner. Which was very, very nice. We were both really hungry. So I think now we're going to just see what's what and perhaps unpack some bits. I was going to put the birdies from the travel cages into the big cages, but I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to worry, because it's getting quite late. And before long, I'll probably turn the lights off so they can settle down and sleep. Because, again, they've had quite a long day. And it's probably been fairly stressful. Even though they've coped really well, it's probably been a bit, ooh, what? Hello. So, you want to say your hello to people, do you? Smokles? Because you said a lovely hello yesterday, didn't you, on audio? Hello. 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 You going to speak? Good boy. Hello. Hello, darling. Good boy. Yeah. And you were letting Kate's mum stroke you, weren't you? And that's not like you, is it? Oh, Reuben wants attention now. And that's really not like you, is it? No. Oh, yeah, also, Kate, there's two little chairs in here as well, of course.
Of course. Yes.
Hello, Reuben. Hello, you. Oh, you're on here. Hello. Oh, you're on here. Ah. They've put Reuben up on the the cabinet that my dad made me for my sweeties. Hello, sweetie. Hello, darling. That's why you're right next to... Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Actually, he's very close to Smokey. No wonder Smokey keeps going... Wah!
Oh, dear.
Their cages are nearly touching. Ah. I can't leave you there, mister. I'll have to move you somewhere for tonight, I think. Yes, hello. And I think Phoenix the Canary's up on top of Reuben. Yeah, he is. So, hello. They're sort of stacked. It's quite funny. So, yeah. I am in, folks. Yay.
Yay.
Huge amounts of yayness. As someone I know uses the word yayness, which is quite funny. What? All right, something. That sounded like it. All right, son. It sounded like it. Don't think it was. All right, son. So, yeah, I will leave this boo here. Might not be able to upload it until I'm back at Kate's because, of course, I have no internet at the moment. Hello. So, I can't do anything about that. So, I will leave it there. And we will speak to you all soon. There will be unpacking booze, no doubt, and bits and pieces from the new house. So I will speak to you all soon. And I'd like to take this opportunity just before I go to thank those of you who have wished me good luck. Because a couple of you have, either by DM or by comments. And those of you who have sent me direct messages, I haven't forgotten about you. It's just been so manic. I haven't had time to get back to you yet. But I will do. In the next few days. So I really am leaving, and I will speak to you all soon.